Hi, everyone. I'm Dan Albers, and welcome back here to the Roslott Financial pregame and halftime show. And I'm joined by former Anderson High School player Nick Tarpoff. And Nick, thanks for joining us.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
We do this with everybody, and hopefully you should remember some of this stuff, but we always ask them when you graduated, if you remember your number, and just give a little bit of that information.
I graduated in 1976, and my number is 11.
11, and we've met a couple other times before, and I've heard some of the stories that you've talked about, but talk about, obviously you played quarterback, and the story that I thought was fascinating to me was not only did you play quarterback, but you also played linebacker.
I did. Now, we only had 22 guys on the team, so most of us went both ways. And I loved to hit. Our whole team, we were a hitting team.
Yeah.
And Anderson High School was known for hitting. So anyway, playing outside linebacker, back then we'd have a pad on everything. You know, our wrists, our knuckles, our forearms, elbows. I mean, we hit with literally everything we could.
Yeah.
And it was legal. I don't think you can do that now.
Yeah.
And these kids these days don't wear any pads. I don't get that. But when we would go from defense to offense, I'd have to take all those pads off, you know, and then quarterback. You know, and then when go on defense, I'd have to put it was really a pain.
Yeah. But, I could imagine, and talk about with only 22 players, was that hard on you guys? Because obviously, you guys get injured, you have to replace them with, you're running out of players basically. You had a lot of guys playing through injuries probably, I'm sure?
We did. But what I remember most was that on Friday nights, the games would go so fast.
Yeah.
In a blink of an eye, the game would be over. So I never really wanted to come off the field.
Yeah.
You know, we would work real hard all week. And back then, every practice was hitting and running. Hitting, there was no off day. So practice was it was tough. So when, you know, Friday night came, that was party time. It was time to play. And yeah, we got tired, but we really didn't realize it.
Yeah.
But the other teams did. You know, so I speak for a bunch of us. You know, we really didn't want to come off the field.
Did you also back then you had, I believe, a couple of guys that just rang a bell with me that you played with were the Hall brothers, I think. Didn't they play with you too as well?
The twins, Timmy and Jimmy.
Yeah.
And they went on to play at Capital University. And Jimmy was a good running back, a good defensive back, and Timmy Hall was as good as they come. I remember Timmy telling me if he was 2 inches taller, he would have played at Ohio State.
Oh, wow.
And he probably could have played at Ohio State anyway. That's how tough he was.
Yeah. Coach back then, I'm drawing a blank back then. Who was the coach for you back then in 76?
Coach Mike Burns.
Mike Burns.
Yeah.
Okay. And then also, wasn't that the split between Anderson and Turpin? Was that the first year?
The following year was.
Was it?
So we had... We had future Turpin players on our team that were really good. Jimmy Porter. Well, Jimmy stayed at Anderson, but Grogan, I think he went on to a higher university. He was the fastest human I've ever seen in my life. And let's see, he was a freshman when I was a senior, and they would put him as a wideout and just tell him to run down the field.
Yeah.
And I'd go to throw it to him, and he would run so far you couldn't throw it to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, Grogan was just, he was fast. He's a good athlete.
Back then, I believe, I'm not sure if you guys were still in the league. I know we were when I played here in the 80s. We were in the Hamilton County League. Were you in the Hamilton County League, too?
Same league. Hamilton County was a tough league. Mm-hmm. The only fluff game, and no disrespect, was Norwood.
Yeah.
But Norwood always had a good running back.
Yeah.
And they had good linebackers, you know, and they would hit you. But... They didn't have anything else. So that was more or less our homecoming games.
Do you have any games that stick out to you that you remember that you will never forget here at Anderson?
I really do love, you know, the McNick game. They had a really good team in 76. They had some really good athletes, good running back, good quarterback, good punter, good kicker. And we were supposed to be good. You know, we were huge.
Yeah.
It was one of the biggest teams that were in the city our senior year.
Oh, wow.
So we went in with attitude like we were really going to, you know, really run the score up. And it was a dogfight. And then we ended up winning off of a quarterback sneak.
No, that's
yeah,
you, right?
Yeah, yeah. And Timmy Hall, you know, he set it up with a big block, and, you know.
No
so
kidding.
That's what I remember.
That is pretty awesome. Now, what about that next year? Oh, were you not?
That was my senior year.
So Turpin was the next year, and you already graduated,
that's,
right?
That's right.
That had been hard for those guys that played with those guys.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. And, you know, and we were real good friends with the McNick guys.
Yeah.
You know, we would see them at the Fireman's Festival.
Yeah.
And that would always be a stare-down deal.
Yeah.
But we still were friends.
Right.
And it was a great game.
How was, football changed, I guess, back from 76 to now? It's... Guys seemed a lot bigger, more finesse. Was it more finesse now, and then now it's more of like that spread, wide open? You think that's the big difference between the decades, I guess?
We would run off tackle, off right tackle, off left tackle, off right tackle, off tackle, right up the gut, that kind of stuff. Nothing fancy.
Yeah.
We didn't have anything fancy. And it was all about hitting. You know, and the backs, they didn't give the backs any spacing. It was hit the hole fast. You know, so it was always a big, traffic jam.
Yeah.
That's where I see this different from our team. We were kind of, the old Paul Brown right up the gut, kind of system.
One thing we talked about, some of the guys you play with, the Hall brothers, is there any, we always ask the guys, is there any guy that you played against teammates of yours that just really stuck out to you, that you all, something about them that you will never forget?
Well, we had, our tackles were huge, and two of them went on to D1 schools.
Really?
Brian Bergdahl played at Rice,
yep.
And then Mark Johnson played at Indiana. I don't think any... We had some small college players. Hank Omis, mm-hmm. played at Heidelberg as a running back and had a great career, and he probably could have gone to a bigger college too.
Yeah.
You know, back then, if you really were waiting for somebody to call you, you didn't pursue any colleges.
Right.
So if nobody called, we just went wherever.
We talked briefly about this. I did not realize that you went on to play at the University of Cincinnati. Talk a little bit about that. Was that experience pretty cool for you?
Marietta School. My first year here, I went to Marietta.
Oh, okay.
And played baseball there.
Oh, wow.
And then I realized that I really missed Cincinnati. I didn't like a small school or a small town.
Yeah.
So I came back to Cincinnati and sat out a year, and then played my junior and senior year there. So, yeah, it was great coming back to Cincinnati.
Who were the coaches back at Cincinnati? I'm trying to remember who that was. Back
Glenn Sample.
No kidding.
Legendary Glenn Sample. Just above and beyond. Hey, and I should say, my high school coach, Jim Neiman, was bar none.
I remember Jim Neiman.
The best coach I ever had in my life.
Really?
That guy, he could relate to you. I feel like Jim Neiman, is my father.
Really?
Even to this day, I stay in touch with him.
Do you really?
He's just a special guy, and he could teach sports to you.
Was he an assistant coach on the football team here at Anderson?
Yeah, he would be in the press box.
Okay.
And I guess he would be the binocular guy.
Okay.
And just relay stuff down to the coaches.
Oh, that'd be great. I'd love to talk to him. I haven't seen him. He used to be my middle school gym teacher.
No kidding.
Yep, over there at the old middle school there.
You know, he has so much history.
Yeah.
Now, that guy was the athlete, and he would never brag about himself. You wouldn't even know what he accomplished. And one time, I was looking at a magazine at his house, and he wasn't around. It was the Bearcats program.
Yeah.
And he was on the cover diving after a ball.
No kidding.
And then the other flip a page, it was him again. And then I said to his wife, I said, where's the team? And she said he was the team.
Yeah, wow.
He's just a great guy, man, great athlete, tough guy.
That is great to hear. And I obviously saw you at your 76 reunion. Do you still talk to some of your, a lot of your classmates? You still talk to them?
I do.
Teammates?
I do. I golf with quite a few of them. I golf with Timmy Hall and Steve Smith.
Yeah.
Okay. Smitty was our tight end, and you know about Timmy. And then there's several of our golfers that played ahead of me in 1971. We've got a guy from 75, a guy 70,
wow.
that, you know,
That's cool, isn't it?
We all share stories.
That is cool. And hopefully, you know, we'll bring this up later to the team. I think it's kind of neat for all of us, me included. I played in the 80s, you're playing in the 70s, and we're bringing all these guys back and trying to get them. We do our Alumni Golf Association. We do a golf outing every year, and it's really neat to see. And don't you think that's what playing here at Anderson High School is about, is just the love of not only the sport, but the guys that you played with?
No doubt about it. I think I saw on the sign coming in, you know, Anderson tradition, you know, Redskin tradition. I mean, the school means a lot to us.
Yep.
You know, I was born and raised behind the Beachmont Mall.
Wow.
You know, so I basically lived at this school.
Yeah.
So it means a lot to me. And I can tell you my personal friends feel the same way.
That's awesome to hear. But, Nick, I really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for
having you've me. Helped us out a lot, and we really appreciate it. And this will be on it on our alumni site, and this will also be during one of our halftimes of this game. But it's always great catching up with you, and I appreciate everything that you brought to everybody. Let them know about Anderson.
No, and listen, I really mean this. I really enjoy your programs. I think, you know, it's spontaneous. It's not rehearsed. And I like all the guys.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's just a neat program you have.
Well, Nick, I really appreciate it. That's great to hear. So that's Nick Tarpoff joining us here on the USBN Sports Roselot Financial pregame and halftime show. We'll be back with game action right after this.